Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Ascension Magic. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike, and today is Sunday, July 12th, 2015. We have a great show for you today, and I have a wonderful guest. I'm going to get to her in just a few minutes. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. If you're new to the show, if you've never listened before, I am sort of a jack of all trades. I am an angel intuitive. I am a certified angel card reader, spiritual teacher. I'm actually a high school teacher as well. I do a little bit of everything. And I do these shows each week, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, you can call in live with me and I will do angel readings with you. So you can listen to the archives if you want to check that out. Sundays is when I typically have guests on the show or I talk about different spiritual topics. We've talked about sacred geometry, meditation, chakras, crystals, you name it. I've talked about it, and I would love to hear your insight in terms of what you would like to hear me talk about. So my guest today is going to, I'm going to get to her in just a second. She is she's a trained metaphysician who knows specifically how to tailor a meal plan and a cookbook to your needs. We're going to talk about that in just a second. I got to say, though, the topic of today is an important topic. We're talking about healthy eating, healthy living, and I really, really believe with all essence of my being that the universe gives you signs of things you need to pay attention to. It's just our job to notice them. Sometimes we don't. And I've been getting the message repeatedly to think about being gluten-free and also become vegetarian for several reasons. One, of course, obviously, is health issues, but also for spiritual reasons to raise my vibration to a higher vibration so I can hear the angels better and communicate with spirit. So that's messages I've been getting. Maybe you've been doing the same. And I know there's a lot of parents who have children that suffer from ailments or allergies, attention deficit disorder, and so on. And diet is a huge factor in controlling that and limiting the outbreaks that you see, the sudden bursts of attention deficit. I don't know what that's called, but I'm not a doctor, but you know what I mean? When the hyperactivity, I guess that's a better way to say it. So diet's a huge factor in that. So this show today will be very informative and we'll be educated. I'll also be taking your calls. If you'd like to call in and speak, you can call in. The number is 347-945-7934. Also, the chat room's open. So I have that open. If you'd like to log in there, you can post a question or a comment in there for the Food Alchemist. And we'll be happy to answer that question for you. So my guest today, her name is Chef Ceci. She goes by the Food Alchemist. So we're going to refer to her as the Food Alchemist. Like myself, she is jack of all trades. She's a Reiki master, an alchemist, a herbal specialist, a shaman, a minister. She has a radio show. She's a chef. She authored a book called It's Vegan and It Tastes Good. And she's also working on two more books. She personally coaches her clients on, like I said, how to make healthy plans of eating. She also does, she teaches you how to detox, how to lose weight, how to boost your immune system. And she's quite an amazing person. She's an old soul. I'm going to refer to her as what I call a wise one. If you listen to my shows before, you know what a wise one is, someone from way back eon. So we have something in common there. I'm going to get her on the show and say hello to the Food Alchemist. Hey, Ceci.
Hello. How are you feeling today? Hello,
fantastic.
Everyone.
It's wonderful to have you on the show. Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
You sound fabulous. So I'm really excited to have you on the show. I know this is a really important topic right now, healthy eating. We're hearing it all over the news about, you know, being non-GMO and gluten-free. You can't walk anywhere, like any grocery store you see gluten-free, and that's what we want to talk about today. But I'm curious, you know, you're into so many different things. When was it that you really focused on food? Like, what was the determining factor for you?
Well, before that, basically, I was a nurse, and then I decided to change careers, and I went to the Culinary Institute of America. Oh. So that was a turning point, in, say, about years ago. It's just that I wanted to do something no matter what I do, whether it was you get up in the morning, what is the one thing I thought in my mind that I'm happy about no matter what it is? And it was like, I love cooking. I love doing food. I'm good at it. So, and I'm always telling people what they need to do for their health with the herbs and everything. I said, so how can we combine that together? So I was like, okay, I can be a chef. So what I decided to do is I enrolled at the Culinary Institute of America. And then I went in to work with Alyssa Cohan. She is a raw vegan guru that helped people and had been on Tyra Banks for you guys out there that knows and was helping people understand what the raw vegan diet was about. So it was not a lot during that time. It was not a lot of people in the early 90s doing raw food. There was, but it was not globally known and out there in the media being known about. So I decided, okay, she has something. And I said, okay, well, let's put my gift to use and make it work. And that's what I decided, okay, I'm going to be a chef. I want to be classically trained. I want to educate people at the same time and for people to respect what I'm saying.
Right.
So that was a turning point.
And it's interesting, too, because I'm sure all those other things that you're interested in find a way to blend into what you're doing, because that's what you refer to. You're called the food alchemist. And I'm sure the alchemy thing comes from your background, right? What actually is like food alchemy? What does that mean to people who don't know what that is?
Okay, what I say is I am a food alchemist. So basically I said I take the food, you know, and we use your body, mind, and soul, and your spirit. That's one. So you have everything. So you're not just dealing with one aspect of your life, because you're not one aspect. We're more than that. We're a 3D dimension, or more so for others. So I said, that's what an alchemist is. We deal with the food. We deal with the earth. We deal with the vibrations. That means sound, colors, oils, our DNA code and our RNA code. Everybody, you hear all about the DNA code, but no one is really understanding it's the RNA code. So how do you put those together? Besides people like, oh, well, you use the elements. Yeah, you use all the elements. You use the herbs and the earth and the water and certain waters that you drink. So all these play a part in alchemy and transforming your body, your mind, and your soul. That's why I'm a food alchemist. Just not with your food, but your mind, body, and soul, and spirit. And it's healing. You don't want to feed your body, because you can just eat anything and get stuck. But is it really feeding your soul and speaking to your soul? That's a food alchemist. That's me.
So how do you know like what foods are better for one particular person's soul mission? Is it an intuitive thing that you do? Is it just something that you've got through experience? Like how do you, like if you're working with a client, how is it that you're able to tell that?
Basically, intuitively, but also talking with that person and interviewing and seeing exactly where it is. And we do polarity testing. We do some questions. So it's not like you come in here as a one-stop shop. Where I do is you fill out a questionnaire when you see me. And we go over psychological, physical, and spiritual. And we put them together. We compound them together. Okay, this is what you work on. This is what you need. This is what you don't need. This is what's working. This is what's not working. This is how to open you up. It all depends on where you want to go. And for everybody out there, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens gradually. Because, you know, for you to learn a new habit, it takes 7 days. Just like when you're fasting, like the first day you're fasting, it's hard. The second day is hard. And the third day, you're able to get over the hump. So by the fourth and the fifth and the sixth day, it's like an easy breathe. So that's how it is when you're transforming. It's you work at it and you get that support. And I'm your support to guide you and hold your hand. You ask me any questions that you need. And I go back and forth and like, supposing you don't like different flavors or different foods. And I can say, okay, well, what is your flavors? What is your food? And we base that on what your body is telling you, because your body is the key factor of listening. If you listen to your food, and your food will speak to you, no, I don't want that. You know what I mean? You know, my body is saying no, or that's too salty, or this is just, it's making me ill. Or you're coming in contact with a food that you used to love, but it no longer has appeal to you. That's your body speaking and says, I'm transforming. I want to go up level. Because when you're a kid, you like all that processed cereal. But as you grow up, your taste buds change.
Right.
That's the same thing when you come to see me as a spiritual. That is to get up level. Because that's what it is you're up leveling.
You're making me think of an interesting topic. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, many people switch to being vegetarian because they feel that it changes their vibration to a higher vibration. And now that's not for everybody. Some people need to have meat. But depending upon what sources you read, you know, we're going through this ascension process right now. And a lot of sources say, well, we need to have animal protein because we're going through so much energy right now, and then we need to build it up. But I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on that in terms of vegetarianism, veganism? Because I know the books that you write about are vegan and vegetarian, but what is your opinion about that?
My opinion is basically you got to listen to your body. I tell everybody, I'm a flexitarian. I go with my body, because each climate and each atmosphere that you're in and each state is different. When I was in Hawaii, I had no problem being raw, no problem being vegan, because my body was in the element and it was at the most highest level. Mm-hmm. And then I came to Pennsylvania, still had no problem because I was with a certain crowd of people that were of the same mindset. Then I came to Arizona, and it was a struggle. And I had to sit down and meditate, and my body said, you know, you talked about being flexitarian. You talked about what your body needs. So it might not be right for you to be vegan, because we as an Arizonian are in a worse state of actually having food. We're last on the chain to actually get fruits and vegetables. So it's not of the best quality. It's been sitting on the shelf for the longest time. We are the last stop. So unfortunately, meat is a little bit better, but you want to make sure that, again, it has no antibiotics. You got to make sure the grain that it's eating doesn't have GMOs. You got to make sure that you understand everything about that food consumption you're placing in your body, because it can hurt and hinder or block you from being where you need to be. And you can't punish yourself with soy, because, you know what, I wanted to be vegan and I can't. And that's what a lot of people do. And they starve themselves, and guess what? They actually get sick. And like I said, everybody is not meant to be vegan. And it's okay. Love yourself still. The best thing you can do is love your body.
Wait, I want to give you an amen, because I love that. Guys, hold up. Here we go.
Amen.
I love that.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh. But you're so right. Yeah.
I have a lot of people. I have a lot of people that go for this. Like, I want to be vegan. I want to get to the highest level. Well, have you ever thought that changing little things like the water you drink actually makes a difference? The herbs that you use actually makes a difference. The colors, the dyes, the process, the food, the chemicals, the air you breathe make a difference on how your body fluctuates and how it just feels very dense. That's my word for people. Your body gets dense, that it's not able to elevate and get light and transform into that new program.
It's true, because, you know, I got to say, like, I really wanted to be vegetarian. Well, I was vegetarian for a long time. And what I found was sometimes my body would just crave meat, and it's probably some type of, you know, amino acid or protein or something in the meat. And when I eat the meat, I feel much more grounded. But I can say for me personally, like, if I eat too much meat, I feel like really, really grounded, like too grounded, where like I need to balance it out for my spiritual practice. So like, you're right, you got to balance it out for your individual needs. And because I think some people in the spiritual circles, like you said, they feel guilty for eating meat. And a lot of that has to do with the slaughter process that the animals go through, which, of course, it's extremely cruel. But you're right, like you said, you got to find the right kind of meat, without the antibiotics and without, you know, with going through the free range and that sort of thing. So I think that's right. You brought up some really great points there for sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you.
I want to talk about your book because it's called It's Vegan and It Tastes Good, and I know that in that book you give some great different recipes and different ways to make it interesting because it can be really hard for people to go to vegan. Thankfully, mm-hmm. A lot of people are that seems to be like a newer trend. I know there's where I live there is a restaurant. You know the frozen food products, Amy's?
Mm-hmm, yes.
They're opening up restaurants now across the country. They're opening up one near my house. And it's all about like fast food, but it's fast food that's vegan and that's fresh. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's really a great concept. So it's exciting that, vegetarian and veganism is coming up so, much more popular than it used to be. But can you maybe tell us about like, what your cookbook's all about and what we can find in there and where we can find your cookbook? Like, is it through Amazon or how do we get your cookbook?
Okay. My book is A Vegan and It Tastes Good. My book is different than any other book that you get, even a vegan book, because mm-hmm. I do vegan raw recipes and then I do bacon recipes. So the vegan recipes, and I break it down and I give you a little chart of different herbs so you get to see, and I tell you about flexitarian, I tell you about vegan. I really explain and break things. There's a glossary. So I want you to really have a full understanding of what it does. Like some vegan can actually improve people's health, longevity, and process. And being raw vegan, basically, I say to some people, it's basically a cleansing process for some people to get all the gunk out of you. And I tell you in the book. So I tell you why. So that's very important. So I have, appetizers. I have smoothies. Like, I have Not Your Mother collard greens, which are vegetarian, which, if you're from down south, you smoke meat, that's different. It's more of a vegetable base. It's my mother's collard greens, but I just change it around to add more vegetables to it. So that's something different. So I wanted also recipes that are gluten-free. And that's a lot of recipes you'll find. Not only if they're vegan, but they're gluten-free. And they're sugar-free. So again, I'm going above and beyond because if you find a gluten-free, it has animal products or it has, sugar. So I found that a problem. I said, I need to be different. So people understand when they're looking at this book, if they need to substitute for sugar, okay, let me give you some other options besides the processed sugar. Turbinado, coconut nectar, agave, xylitol, that comes from the birch, something natural to replace it with. Instead of using white flour, you've got your corn flour, you've got your potato flour, you've got your quinoa, you've got your spelt. So I break these down so you actually know that you can do that. And I even said there are gluten-free products out there that are all-purpose that you can actually use and actually make bread, pancakes, muffins, and all of this. So that's all in there because you need that. You need a starting point. And after you get there, my book should be just a starting point for you to yourself experiment with the recipes and take it where you say, I might like a whole bunch of curry and a whole bunch of turmeric and cayenne peppers in my curry or whatever. So what you do is you take that recipe and you make it blend for you and your family. So everything is about your taste buds. And you'll find, which is very important, after you've been vegan or raw vegan for a while, especially raw vegan, the foods that you used to eat, you will find that you can't because they're too salty. It is not because they made the food more salty. It's because your taste buds have been cleaned and your palate has been cleaned. So be aware of that. So that was one of the complaints that I heard going into raw vegan restaurants. The food is plain. Well, your palate is not clean. Where you can taste where it's good to them.
Right.
So be aware.
Yeah, that's so true because, a lot of people have to have salad dressing, on their salad, and they have to dress it up. I personally, the taste of each individual leaf of a salad is so interesting to me because they each have their own unique flavor. And it's just about appreciating the natural flavors that the earth gives to you. And you can enhance that, like you said, with some herbs and other things that you have in your book. Your book sounds amazing, by the way. I could feel how much passion you put into it. And I'm sure my listeners out there can feel that as well. Is it available on your website, or is it through Amazon, or how do we get it?
Okay. You can get it a couple of ways. You can actually go into Barnes & Noble, tell them that you want Is Vegan and It Tastes Good, and they will order it for you. That's one way.
Okay.
You can go to www.chefsesyfoodalchemist.com.
I have that on my page too, so you can see that website. So they can go to my episode page.
Okay, so they can go there, or they can even order it on Amazon. And Amazon, it comes in a PDF ebook form as well as a hardback form.
Okay, so they can use it like on a tablet or something. So they don't, it's a digital format.
Right.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
So
you can get it like right now. Like I could download it right now and I'm talking to you. Yes.
Yeah, you can do that. So that's very good. So I tell people you can do that way as well. So any store that you go in that like your Barnes & Noble, I found out they still even have some Walden bookstores, some local other bookstores they actually have that you can actually go in there and say, I want this book. It's called Is Vegan, It Tastes Good by Food Alchemist, or a.k.a. Chef Cecily D'Angelo, and they will order it for you.
Okay.
And if you want it personal or autographed, hard book, what you do is that you send me, information, and I'll tell you what to do, and I'll actually ship it to you from my house. So there's different ways that you can get it. So it's just not one way. I want to be able to be accessible to a lot of people for them to be able to get my book off my website, off of Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or any bookstore that actually has books, and they will order it for you.
Awesome.
That's a no-brainer, which
sounds
is really
great. Yeah, and again, guys, I have the website on my radio page, so you can look at that. And it's chefcessyfoodalchemist.com. She spelled it out for you. I'm going to get to the phone lines and the chat room in just a few minutes here. So again, if you want to call in and speak with the Food Alchemist, you can call in 347-945-7934. And I just want to ask you, because I know there's a lot of people out there, and I talked about at the beginning of the show about gluten. And gluten-free, I'm seeing it everywhere. And I'm hearing, a lot of people saying they have allergies to gluten and that gluten is not natural for the human body. And it takes a lot of energy to digest that. Is that also an individual thing? Or do you find that that's true for a lot of people? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
That's an individual thing. And believe it or not, it's American phenomenon, I want to say. Because if you go to Italy, like here, the pasta that's made here, I wouldn't be able to eat. But if I go to Italy, if I go to Spain, or when I was in Rome, I could eat the stuff that I couldn't eat here. When I was in Hawaii, I could eat the stuff that I can't eat on the mainland. So it all depends on like the water, the ingredients, and what is used, and how the product was treated from the beginning to the end. And unfortunately, we don't have that much education about GMOs and the gluten-free and what gluten is. And gluten basically can get in your body and actually starve your body. It actually causes your body to be malnourished. And you get stomach, and your stomach gets bloated. You get headaches. You can get rashes. You'll notice after a while eating this, your body actually is actually starving. It's actually starving. Even though you're eating, your body is actually starving. And some people have gotten so bad they have celiac disease that and they have to be gluten-free. They have to be gluten-free. But when they are gluten-free and they go over, like I said, to Europe and other countries, guess what? That's not a problem.
Is your general diagnosis that most people probably should avoid gluten? Or is it like something that you said that you should just pay attention to your own body? It sounds like you're saying that it's pretty bad for you. And that's kind of what I'm getting.
From certain people, like I said, everybody's body is different, just like a vegan. So if they taste it and it might be bad for them, like I said, if you go to Europe, you'll find out, you can eat pasta. And it wasn't just me. I went with my fiance and he did the same thing. And he went over there and said, I can't eat pasta in America, but I go to Israel and I can eat it. I go to Italy, I can eat it. I come back here and I'm thinking, well, I ate it there. Maybe it was just a phase. No, it's the way the stuff is processed here. So everybody.
So is it because the food there doesn't have gluten, or is it a different type of gluten, or what do you think it is about the pasta overseas chemical, that makes it different? There's chemicals, so it's not just the gluten. There's other stuff.
No, it's not. They use wheat flour, as same like we do, but it's grown different. It's treated different.
So is it possible that we're making a connection with gluten when it's really like maybe pesticide use and genetically modified? Is that the point that you're making, that it's not just the gluten?
Yes.
It's okay. That's interesting, because I've never heard that correlation there. And I think that's something that should be looked at, because we the same is true with so many other allergies. Mm-hmm. Kids have peanut allergies like I've never seen before. My niece has a peanut allergy. My cousin has a peanut allergy. I never heard of this peanut allergy when I was a kid, but now all these people have peanut allergies, you know, and I think maybe that could also be contributed to the way we process our food, the chemicals and, you know, and so on. It's just really interesting. And they're also making a correlation, you know, this hasn't been proven, but between autism, the high rates of autism and the chemicals that we're spraying on the food. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think about that one?
Well, I wouldn't put it past it. You know, that I've never heard of that. The autism that I heard about is more vaccination, and that's because of chemicals and stuff they put in to preserve the vaccination they give you that causes autism. But are we going to get that from the FDA to admit that they're wrong and they're poisoning all of us? No, we're not. You know, so like I said, it's an individual. You do,
that makes
and
sense.
You find out what your body really needs, and you test your body. Now, mind you, sometimes it takes more than 24 to 72 hours to have a reaction, just like food poison, just like an allergy. Anything that you touch, it could not be from yesterday. It could be from, two to 3 days ago. So pay attention. What have you done different? This is when you go into a doctor's office and I don't know if people, go to an allergist and they actually test your body with different things. And they put these little, test subjects on your body, and they label them, and they poke little holes with you with little needles, and they ingest your body with all these different things to get a reaction. And they wait, and they say it might not be today, but sometimes a really severe allergic reaction might be right there, and they stay there, so they want to be able to give you Benadryl or whatever it is to bring it down. But sometimes they say after having that, it might take 72 hours, so keep us aware, and you come back, and you know the things that have been labeled on your body, and, quote, they know this is where this was, this was where this was, and then they say, okay, this is your allergy. That's how they check allergies. They actually give your body so much stuff to figure out what you're allergic to.
That's interesting. That's kind of cool. I've never been tested for allergies before, but I'm sure there's probably something that I'm allergic to that I'm not aware of. I want to ask you to give my listeners some advice, because I know a lot of us want to really be vegan and vegetarian. We really want to go down that path. And you mentioned it's important not to feel guilty when you don't do that. But is there like a general ritual that you can do that'll help you be more focused on it? Well, basically what I'm asking you is, like, for somebody who's getting the guidance to switch to vegetarian or vegan, like what would be a good way for them to start that and to continue it and to have successful results on that?
Well, again, it's about individual. What I would do is sit down and work with them. We write out a plan, because like I said, it's not only food-wise, it's mentally, spiritually, and physically. And what we do is, okay, what are you doing physically? What is your, I evaluate your health. So we'll have some physical things in there, whether it's Tai Chi, Qigong, Quan, another exercise, yoga, Pilates. These are things, running, walking. So we have that. So then we got your meditation and visualization. And then we have different therapies, from whether it be Reiki, Prana, Muna Aki, massage. All of these play a great part, and it's each individual. So then what we do is, okay, now we get to the food, and basically we start where you are. So if you're a beef-eating person and you eat pork and you eat all of this, first of all, how do we switch is first how we switch is basically, okay, well, let's get rid of the pork that's processed. Let's find out where it comes from. No hormones, no process. It's grass-fed. It might be saw in the wild. And same thing with the fish. Do not buy farm fish. This is my thing because farm fish is giving chemicals just for them to enhance and to have the color and everything in your life, and they're not the best. And unfortunately, I would say at this time, do not buy any tilapia that comes from China. Reason being is they're feeding their tilapia fecal matter.
Ew, that's
So, and I hope
disgusting.
everybody knows what fecal matter is. So I don't want to go on anymore, but that's one thing I would say. But also you got to be careful of the radiation because of Fukushima. So there's a lot going on in our planet right now and the shift in the elevation. So that plays a part in where you're at in your diet and actually what state you live in, but how we can transition. So that's why I said we work where you're at. I take you from where you work at, and then we go to the next level. We just go, bam, and then we figure out a plan just for you, the herbs, the spices, the exercise, the water, the different foods, and how to transition from one to two to three. And it might be, it take 4 steps. It might take 4 weeks. It might take 3 months. It all depends on where you're at. If you're down there, you're eating sugar, and you're at the lower end, it's going to take longer, and you're going to be patient and appreciate the food, be grateful for the food that you do have. So that's where we would start. And if something spiritually is telling you, you're going to talk to your guides, you're going to talk to your ancestors, and you're going to actually talk to the food. You're going to talk to your food and say, I know this is nourishing for my body. Give me the vision. And we work there. So it might be that we work, like I said, a customized cookbook and also a book of your vibration of elevating. And that's in there with your affirmation and your exercise. And it's a program. That's why we do programs for people to get from point A to point B. That's why it's important to do a consultation. If I go ahead and I give you a program, basically that program is for anybody, and is that setting you up to fail if you don't know where you're beginning? That I don't like to set anybody up to fail. The point is I want you to be successful because I want you to be happy. This is not about me, it's about you. And this is not a race.
Absolutely.
It's not
Well,
a race.
I can feel as you're talking how passionate you are and how serious you are about this topic. And again, I commend you for doing this work. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to, for a listener who wants to call in, do like a maybe a mini consultation for them. Like not obviously not a full consultation thing, because I know that's a long process, but just like a mini, maybe they could ask you a couple questions and you can kind of give them some
Say it
insights
again.
into what's that?
One question.
Okay.
One question. I can do that. Not supposed to do that or more because that's a consultation, you know. So
Sure. No,
I have
I
to call.
understand. I understand. I just thought it would be interesting to give people an idea of what you do. And so that if they wanted to continue it, you know, they could go onto your website. I know you have consultations available on your website as well, but I thought it would be interesting to see how it would work and how they can get an idea of what it is that you do, because you're talking about it. But I think it would be kind of cool just to get an idea of someone else and picking up on someone else's energy and what it is that they do. So if you want to ask Chef Ceci a question, or even me, you can call in 347-945. 7934. The chat room's also open, so you can post a question there or on my facebook.com Ascension Magic. Now
And
that we go ahead.
let me interrupt you for one. I don't
No,
mean
go
to
ahead.
interrupt, but I want to say this is very important. When I do a consult, I do the consult usually on the phone, or we really that's like a 10 or 15 minute thing, and then we go on to Skype. And with my consultations, what we do is we meet up once a week, so I follow up with you. So there's
Okay.
different things. So your consultation might be different than somebody else, but that's very
Got it.
important. I'm not one of those, oh, well, we're going to be on the phone. No, it's a 10, really 10 to 15 minute. You answering questions, me telling where I'm going to send you the questionnaire, and then we get on Skype and we work from there.
Okay, got it. Thank you for clarifying
That's
that. Yeah, that's great. We did have some callers, but I think they disconnected for some reason. So that's okay. We're gonna keep talking because I want to talk about something that it's interesting to me. And you even talked about it. You said, you know, we got to work on mental, physical, spiritual. I'm a fairly active person. And, you know, when I work out, you know, I burn a lot of calories and I find that it's really difficult for me to find the right vegan or vegetarian diet to meet that high energy or that lean muscle body. How, if someone is trying to have that lean muscle mass, that, you know, athletic body, what is a good vegetarian or vegan diet like for that person? Like what types of foods should they eat?
Well, I would say quinoa being why, because it's high in protein and protein builds muscle. So
okay.
That's very important. Also, you know, drinking coconut water, which is very important. So those key elements, and the reason I say coconut water is because it has electrolytes.
Okay.
And you're sweating that out as you're working out. So I would say add them to your diet and also add greens. Fresh greens are very important. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you make a green smoothie or whether you just sit there and eat a green salad and add different amino acids and oils to it, because this is what you need as you're building your body. So these are the things that I would say for people to do if they're active, if they're in a sport lifestyle. There's a lot of vegan athletics that are bodybuilders that actually are track runners, are actually gymnastics. What are some other things? Actually play football and basketball. And they're in the NBA, they're in the NFL, they're, you know, soccer players that are vegan that actually go along with that. So that vegan diet is so, so important. But you got to know how to make these meals work for you and how to, in what order to put them in. So that is some things I would tell, you know, you might have to eat, you know, every 3 hours, every 2 hours. All depends on how you work out and how much calories. That's again, like I said, we would talk and say, okay, what do we do? How are we going to do this? And, okay, this is your game plan. If someone offers you a blight plan for a food in your body and they haven't talked to you just for a brief second and they send you something, I would walk away very cautiously because they haven't really, my opinion, you know, this is my opinion, they haven't really sitting down and gotten to know you and know where you're at. So that's why I said, I can make a program for you. But what about your mind? What about your body? What about your spirit? Where are you at? Because you might be depressed. And if I can help you elevate your depression and change your mood and change your environment, guess what? That weight that you once had can actually fall off. And it might not have been the food at all. It might have been the attitude that we needed to change.
Sure. Yeah, you're bringing up awesome points. And I know my listeners are really appreciative of your insights on that. I know that the last time we talked, you were talking about an herbal thing that you're doing, that's something new. And you said you had mentioned that you wanted to maybe do like an herbal reading for people.
Oh, well, this is old. Everybody that knows me, I know that I do herbal readings. This is older than time. This is like 7 years old. I do an herb that is for your body. So they call and I get the energy and I said, okay, what do you want? And we go through there. It's just like doing tarot or angel deck cards or whatever. And I see what your body does. So that's it. Like you caught me and I was in the middle of writing horoscopes, our herbal and tarot horoscope for the week of next week for True Psychic Networks. So I'm doing that and submitting that in my producer. So, I do crystal cards or crystal readings for people that I've been doing for 6 years and actually reading real crystals out of my hand and letting the crystal beings talk to me.
That's awesome.
So, I can do that. So, would you like one?
Sure. I would like that. Like I said, we had callers call in, but they disconnected. So, yeah. You can still call in, guys. The phone lines are open. That'd be cool. I think the idea of speaking with a crystal is really cool. I have this really amazing Lemurian wand that I just love. It's like my favorite. And, you know, I try to connect with it as much as I can, but it's one of those, it's called a record keeper crystal. So it has a lot of ancient information in there that it almost like it teaches me in my sleep things that I can't consciously understand in the waking days, you know? So, but yeah, I love crystals. It sounds really, really cool.
So which one do you want? You want a herbal reading or a crystal reading?
Whatever you feel. I'm open for whatever. Okay. Doesn't matter to me.
Can you get me my crystal?
Okay, so I'm gonna put on some break music here real quick while I do that. I'll give you about a minute.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I'll give you about a minute. No worries. Okay. And we're back. You still there, Ceci?
Yes, I am. I'm
all right. So we're back. We're back from the break, and Chef Ceci, the food alchemist, is going to do a crystal reading, right?
Yes. So I need
Sounds
to
great.
Give me three numbers.
Okay. Let's see. 34, 17,
okay,
and 21.
Okay, they gotta be from 1 to 9.
So you didn't tell me that.
That's okay. Work
gotta
with
be from
it.
One.
Work with
I gotta be from 1 to what?
1 to 9.
Oh, 1 to 9. Okay, 7. Can they be the same number? Or they gotta be three different numbers. It can be.
It can be any number that you want from 1 to 9. It can be if you want
7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Yep,
okay,
777.
Okay. I'm going to do 2.
This is exciting. I'm like, yeah, it's going to happen.
Oh. Selenite. Oh, multivite. I should have known.
Oh.
Okay. Multivite is the cosmic from, if you ever know, from the comet from Russia.
So I have a piece of multivite, and funny because I've been looking for it, and I can't seem to find it. It's just a little piece, but it's so expensive, you know. And I know I have it in my house somewhere. I'm gonna find it.
Okay, in a tiger's eye.
Interesting.
Are you ready? Do you have a tiger's eye? Because your first one was selenite, so I already know that's because of your psychic ability and your connection.
Tiger's eye. Well. I think I might have a tiger's eye. I'm not sure 100% on that, but I could get one.
Okay, no problem. Well, a selenite, that was the first card that, or first stone, I should say. The first stone that came was a selenite. And that is for your connections with the angels. It also is opening up psychically. It also gives you clarity of where you want to go with the angels and be able to work with them and other gifts and abilities. So that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to have that selenite to come up. And it's translucent, so anything that is cloudy will actually clear up, as well as what you're doing, your health issues that you're talking about, that you want to eat, that you'll be able to transition. Mm-hmm. It's going to take time. It's like it says, clarity, manifestation. Mm-hmm. That is what it's going to do for you. So it will be done. And it
Very
also
cool.
will uplift your energy level. And also that anytime you know that mercury, it'll neutralize any mercury in alignment in the in the atmosphere of the sky that you know, and mercury causes chaos and all other things that make you go woo-hoo-hoo and buzzing about. Okay, so it's going to help you make the connection that you need with your, you know, I like to say rebirth. So the old you is going to die off. And that's not a good, that's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. Because the old self is no longer needed. It's like a snake in a shed. It sheds again. So you're evolving, okay?
Right.
So this also will stop any confusion that you have around you, whether in relationship with anyone at work or friendship. It's going to clear that up. The confusion is going to stop, and they're going to be able to hear crystal clear exactly where you want to go and what you're going to do. So it's good that maybe carry a selenite in your pocket.
Yeah, I think I might start doing that.
I'm feeling that you need to really have a selenite in your pocket when you go.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
That is that one. The next one was the multivite, and I realized that because that is your connection to the galactic and the star being of yourself.
That's so true.
Okay. So I don't know, but you might want to look and see if you have any people from your background that are that have been in Russia or Russia or have any Russian connection. I don't know why that's coming up, but that's what's coming up for me. You need to get that connection that you need to figure out if there's some reason that you might even need to go there and do something or, you know, get something from there. You'll get a bigger multivite if you need it, so, and calls on that energy. It's going to help. Okay.
Okay.
So that's very good for you. It's also going to ground you in your spiritual abilities, meaning not ground you where you're dense. It's going to ground you where you're going to be settled. You're going to know what you want. You're going to have clarity, just like the selenite. It's going to focus. Mm-hmm. These are working to coincide together. Can you see why these stones are being coming up?
Yeah. Absolutely.
They have? Okay.
Totally.
All right. So it's also evolution. So you're evolving. As you're evolving into that star being, it's going to go above and beyond. You feel what I'm saying? So this is what's going to happen for you for this multivite. Okay?
Okay.
So that's very important.
Yes.
And so I'm going fast because this is how they're talking. So
it's
talking to
it's great. Right now. It's great. No, I love it. I love it. I love it. I think we have somebody calling in too, so we can get to their call in just a moment. So.
So is there anything that's underlying in your body that I'm feeling that is a disease that is dormant, that is trying to make itself prevalent, it's going to eradicate that, okay? It's going to start doing the healing. That's what the multivite for. So the multivite has disappeared, for a reason. Okay. I need some water. I need some water. I'm sorry. When I start doing readings, I start getting hot.
It's
and
okay.
I start burning up.
It's okay. It happens to me, too.
So,
I feel like Archangel Michael does that to me. It's like, woo.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So it's something that you were diagnosed with, and I don't know what it is. We haven't talked before about this, what's going on health-wise, why you're feeling the cause to be vegetarian, be vegan. And I would say for you that I would even try raw vegan because whatever ailment there is going to be able to clear out from that. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
It's going to help that, and it's a transition, like I said, but start doing that. So there is some blockage there, but it's removing, it's eradicating. You've got your angels around you. Just call on them and your ancestors to work with you to actually get this done, to get it done. And if you need help, you know, I can help you. Okay? So the things in your life is transforming. All the plans that you have that are being changed around. Don't get upset with anybody at this present point. Just let them go and realize they're at the level that they're at. And it's okay. They have not evolved yet. You're evolved above and beyond. Is that okay?
Yes.
Is any of this making sense or making correlation to what you needed to make? Because the next one is the tiger eyes, and the tiger eyes is about money, that you need the benefit of something to bring in more money, bring in more balance to of all of your chakras.
Okay.
Ooh, that's why the tiger eyes. Woo, 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 woo. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Woo, I'm hot. Okay, now... I also want you to be watch out for your blood pressure. Okay. I want you to watch out for your breathing. So I would do some breathing exercises and also some rashes of some skin, some hives, some allergies that are going to come and be prevalent.
Yeah, because I got this, prevalent infection in my elbow right now. That's what's going on. So I'm taking these antibiotics right now. So that's probably might be what you're feeling.
Okay. All right. So I want you to realize that everything you dream can be a red. Letting me know. Everything that you're dreaming that you want to have is ready to manifest. Did you hear me? Everything
yes.
that you're dreaming is ready to manifest. Everything that you're dreaming is ready to manifest. I have to say that three times because they're like, say it. Everything you're dreaming is ready to manifest. Take it and run with it. Do not let someone or something or thoughts or process or fear or someone's opinion stop you from what you need to do.
Yep.
Do it. Trust the spirit. Trust in your guide. Trust in yourself. And it will not guide you wrong. Okay. Yep. and then that's all she wrote.
I love it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Okay. So, and I usually do that with my clients as well. We'll go through a reading like that, and I'll do the herbs and the crystal because with them, I do what I call an alchemy kit. And I tell you the herbs that you need. I tell you the crystals that you're going to need. I tell you the meditation you're going to need. And then you have those and the essential oils that you need to have on hand. That's called an alchemy kit. And that's something customized and done only for the individual to help them where they need to do to boost them. And that is after doing a testing. So
I do that as well. Awesome. I really, really appreciate you doing that. And I want to say thank you so much. Everything was very accurate, very specific. Again, if you're just listening to the show, she did a crystal reading with me. And, you know, she's sort of a shamanistic person like myself, does a little bit of everything. I know her episode's about food, but, you know, we kind of went off on a little tangent there, but that's something that she can offer for you as well. So I want to get to the phones. Are you okay with that, Ceci?
Okay. I'm fine.
Okay, I want to get to someone calling, and the way I'm going to distinguish your call, I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number. I'm going to say the last four. So I got someone calling from, looks like 0307. I'm going to get you on the air here. Hi, how are you? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi. Are you there? Okay, I think we're going to someone else. Okay, we're going to get to, this is, it looks like 8787. Let's get this person on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello,
hi.
Ron. Hi,
how's it going?
Nancy. Oh,
hi, Nancy.
Pretty good. Yeah, I'm fine.
How have you been?
Really fascinating.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Do you have a question for the food alchemist?
Well, first, I just want to mention that as I get older, I'm finding that my body's changing and I'm more allergic to certain foods than I, you know, was before. And so I'm sure, you know, that's the aging process. I have no idea. But, I was just curious about your crystal reading, if you're doing readings today.
Say that again. I missed what kind of reading was she asking for. I can't hear that.
She's asking about the crystal reading. I think maybe she wants to know if you could do one for her.
I will only do one card for her.
Okay, that's fine.
That's okay. So just tell me one number.
Okay.
Tell me a number.
Eight.
Eight? Mm-hmm. I wish I get that right. Okay. Okay. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wow. Okay. You ever hear a fool's goal?
I'm sorry?
Ever hear that one? Fool's goal?
Oh, fool's goal, yeah.
Like it's called, it's really called an iron pyrite, but we call it fool's goal because it looks like gold, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so basically, Fool's Goal is basically giving you a glimpse of what you want in life, meaning that you're opening up to, your mind is open up to your inner creativeness as well as your spirituality. You've tried something new that is different and outside the box than your norm, that you're going to be able to walk in and tap into this energy and be able to expand it beyond belief, meaning that you're going to be able to take this gift and actually run with it. So meaning I don't know if it's creative. It's showing me creative and spiritual. It could be music. It could be songwriting. It could be painting. It could be being creative as actually trying to think of some other things that are creative. And I had this for somebody else that was like a really performer that performs things. That is a book writer, a poem, a poet, something that is really, that has been dormant, playing an instrument, singing, all things that are creative are coming out of a box. Or maybe even in something as simple as learning to make oils or flowers, they're showing me all kinds of things that are opening up that can be for you. Anything that transform your inner self for creativity, that your spiritualists, your ancestors, your angels, your guides are happy. They're going to be right there for you. That's what they're doing at this present time. And they're looking to bring forth that what you're asking for to the light. So you're asking for something and you're needing something, and they're just saying, ask me already. Ask me already. Ask me already. So whatever you're trying to ask, don't ask in your mind. Speak it out. Write it out. Talk to them. Call on them. And they said, we're right here. They're just waiting for you to ask for what you need.
Okay. I'm trying to do that now. Write it down and ask them. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, so awesome. You're right on top. But are you asking the angels and your ancestors? Are you really being specific? Because sometimes we're so vague, and the universe is like this. Oh, well, I want a man. Wow. Say what kind of man you want. And he brings a man to you, but that might not be your ideal man. Or I want money. Okay. Money to them is they don't have any value. Money could be a new job. Money could be a new project. Money could be a new, you wrote a new book or a new, there's something that is new. You know, it could be any of those things. They're saying, you're saying you write it down. Be specific. Tell them exactly what you're looking for. And say it. Say it out loud, and then say thank you and actually walk like you have it. Don't look back. Don't keep taking it back like and keep, oh, what? Don't keep taking it out of their hand, because it's like you're telling them, I got it. I don't need you. Okay, but now I want it back. You're playing, you know, tug of war.
Okay.
Tell them what you want. Walk in it. Believe it and say it. It's done. So it is. So it is. So it is. So be it is done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You can also, Nancy, you can also work with Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L. She's an angel of manifestation. Very sweet, gentle energy will help you to manifest. And also Archangel Shamuel, who is the finder, will help you to seek out what it is that you're looking for. And I got to share the story with you because it's true. I have a gigantic bed in my house and I'm trying to get rid of. And we need it gone this weekend. So I just said to Archangel Shamuel to please find me the perfect people to take this bed. And sure enough, within like 6 hours, someone called up and said they wanted to take the bed. But it was calling upon them, like she had said, and letting go and letting God take care of it. And it's just trusting that it's going to happen. Because that's the problem that many of us have, is that trusting, because we've had experiences where it hasn't always worked out. And because our society teaches us that, you know, well, that's not true. You know, like you can't manifest whatever you want. If that were true, then everybody would be rich, you know, that kind of thing. But you have to have, it's that faith that's really necessary to bring forth what it is that you desire. So pay attention to what she was saying. She said, be specific, definitely be specific, but have faith also.
Okay.
I also want to add one more thing for her that Spirit is giving to me right now, is that she needs to increase her oxygen levels in her body. So she needs to do some deep breathing, and consist of maybe deep breathing meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deep breathing is what they're saying. You need more oxygen. And when I see something like that, when they're saying deep breathing, I'm seeing meditation, deep breathing. Do you do deep breathing meditations? Do you?
Yes, not as often as I should.
Okay. Well, deep breathing. So
okay.
That's what they gave me for you. Deep breathing. So whatever health issue you're dealing with, deep breathing and meditation, deep breathing and meditation. So, and stop taking out it back. Because when you do, you put that, you're harming yourself and you're basically telling them that you're not trusting them. And that's not the message you want to give them. You trust them. Mm-hmm. And you trust. And you trust in yourself, right? Do you trust yourself?
Right. Yes, I do.
Okay. Then that's what you act on. I trust myself and I know that everything is in my higher good. Everything that I'm doing, and you can even say a prayer. When I get up in the morning, I help my life is in my most higher good for me and everyone around me, and I choose not to harm anyone. That's important. By me getting my higher good, I choose not to harm anyone.
Harm anyone. Okay.
Anyone. Okay.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Nancy, for calling in. It's wonderful talking with you again. And
okay, you too. You take
okay,
care.
Have a wonderful day. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
She's so sweet. I love Nancy. Sweet lady.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just saying, if you still want to call in, we have some time. You can speak with the food alchemist, ask her a question, or if you have any comments to add to the show, you can call in 347-945-7934. The chat room's also open. If you want to post a question, I see some people in the chat room. If you have a question there, you can post it. I don't think we have any other callers here. So is there anything, Ceci, that you feel like you need to add, like from spirit or any kind of information that you want to talk about?
I do.
All right. Well, I do too, but it's in the toe of the bow. Nasty,
yes,
I know.
I want everybody to know that December 1st, I will be having a healing retreat for people that want to go to Belize. I invited you and your partner to come with us to Belize to do healing. And we're going to be in San Ignacio. We're going to meet some Bushmen, and we're going to do some Bush ceremonies, and we're going to do some Munaki ceremonies. We're going to do some releasing. We're going to do some healing. We're also going to do yoga. Yoga is going to be offered every day from December 1st. December 10th, and if people can't stay, some people are going to stay from December 1st to December 7th, and that's an option. And we're going to stay in these wonderful cabins that is offered to us, that is right off the farm, and you'll get fresh meals prepared daily for the breakfast and the lunch and the dinner we will actually go out to. But the last night, we will not. We're going to have a festival and thanks to give to everybody that pulled all the hands together to help us make this trip wonderful. So we have Robita Albergo,
cool.
who is well known for the Mayan abdominal massage, and she's going to also take us on a medicine trail through where the Mayans are and actually pick herbs and get to know what they are. And we're also going to have Macarena Rose there, who is famous there for TV and radio. So she works with the expat community and helping buy property and so forth and tell me what's going on with the locals that are there, the Belizeans. So we want you to come out, and if you want to get in touch with us, go to my website again and be part of this. We're just looking forward to you guys being involved and getting the fresh fruits and the vegetables and the produce or whatever, and we have a wonderful meal because I will be training people to make these wonderful meals, and we also will have a learning session to actually for you to learn to make some elixirs and actually take back with you. So when you leave, you're going to take a little beautiful grab bag back with you. So you're going to take a little bit of Belize and the food alchemist back with you to begin and continue your healing once you get home. So I wanted to mention that as well. Oh,
well, that's
I forgot.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
I forgot. I am on True Psychic Network. On Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all you got to go is True Psychic Networks, or you find it on YouTube under True Psychic Networks, you'll find the Food Alchemist Show. And then I have my own show that I do on Wednesday about 2 p.m. my time. I can't even remember. Mountain Standard Time right now. I do at 2 p.m. Wednesday, and I have different guests, and you can call in there too. So both ways, you get to see me if you really, really have that need to connect with me. I'm there and I'm available.
And again, tell them what your website is again.
It's chefsessyfoodalchemist.com. So if you have a pencil and paper, it's www.chefsessyfoodalchemist.com. Chef Sessy Food Alchemist. Or you can actually use the number 480-253-9407. That is the website and the phone number that you can reach out to me and just connect, or find me on Facebook. Look under Food Alchemist or Chef Sessy Food Alchemist, or look under Veggies Becoming. You'll find me in a multitude of medias. Just look up Food Alchemist and you'll find me. Google me. You'll find me. I'm that easy to click.
You're fabulous. Love it. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on my show. I think I really appreciated all the insights you had about healthy eating, healthy living. It's amazing, the shamanistic crystal things that you do. And I really appreciate the insights in terms of what crystals to use. So I'll definitely be checking out some selenite, and I'll try to find that piece of moldavite for sure, without a doubt. But thank you so much for being on my show. And I'd love to have you on the show again, and maybe in the future sometime again, be a guest on your show. I know we help each other out. So I want to also, before I end today, let you all know about some shows coming up. I'm going to have a special guest. He is the son of Doreen Virtue, who is she's one of my mentors, and she is kind of known as the angel lady. Everybody loves her. She's very sweet and gentle. Her son is known, she calls him the king of indigos. But we're going to have a show, I'm still working out the dates, on working with the new generation of children, and the indigo children, the crystal children, the rainbow children, and how to meet their needs, how to change the education system so that it works for these kids, because they're, a lot of times people are misinformed, they don't understand, they don't really know what to do in terms of how to deal with these kids. So they're here to make a difference in the world, and I'm really excited to be talking about that next week too. On Saturday, I will be doing angel readings for you. I think I want to go back to earth angel readings with you. So I will tell you what realm you belong to, whether that's a wise one, whether that's an angel, mermaid, dolphin, you name it. There's many different realms out there. I'd love to give you some insights as well as what the angels have to say. So many, many blessings to all of you. And I want you to know that all is well, and I'm sending you so much love.